gave some impressive kind of numbers tonight in terms of what we've been doing here in 3 years. And I thought the second year numbers really stood out in terms of case management and unique individuals. Can you shed some light on that again?
Sure. So in year two of case management through the Health Department's Mental Health Action Program, we served 165 individuals. Now, program-wide, that's including the counselor and the nurse practitioner at the clinic, we saw 599 unique individuals.
And in terms of how that has really grown from the first year when this multi-year grant was announced, are you a little bit surprised about kind of the growth in numbers, or did you really expect this?
I think we're surprised. I mean, we knew there was a need, but we just documented today on a report that we've had an unexpected increase. It's 103% increase from year one to year two even. And so it just shows the ongoing need.
And the one thing I heard tonight, the many layers involved in this, you shared kind of like food insecurity and housing. So there's a lot of things that kind of fall under the umbrella of mental health action plan. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, a lot of people call those the social determinants of health. So if you're focusing on whether or not you can buy food or pay rent, you may not be focusing on your mental health care or purchasing medications. And so we really try and reduce all those other barriers to help them be successful.
All right. And I think the one other thing that was really neat that you mentioned in terms of attention about a rural mental health action plan, Mercer County is kind of the beacon and a beacon of hope and all that, right? So you're getting some attention as kind of really being the only rural one in the nation. So what about that?
Well, we're very happy about that. We're the only rural mental health case management program funded by HRSA right now, and they're kind of looking at us like a pilot. And so Al Zwilling and I were able to present virtually at a national conference a few weeks ago and explain kind of what we're up to and the systemic changes that we're trying to make in the county long term.
And can you, the acronym you use, what does that stand for?
HRSA?
Yeah.
It's the rural, it's the grant that funded us federally, Rural Services Administration.
Right.
Yes.
And then did I hear him right? Is it 5.4? Full-time equivalents. That's what you have basically staffed with the Mercer County Health Action Program.
Yeah, it's 5.54, which is kind of a weird number for full-time equivalents.
But when it started,
it's based on percentages of people working.
Okay, so but when it started, wasn't probably at 5.54?
If you look at how many people were actually providing hands-on mental health services, we were at 1.0 in the county, and we're at 4.65 hands-on right now. And then you multiply in, you know, administration and those type of folks, and you're at 5.54.
Okay. And then the kind of, I don't know if you call them partnerships, but kind of the close ties you work, you mentioned the school district.
Yeah.
So how important is that? And then you kind of mentioned the age of the age of the clientele that you're seeing too.
The age of our clientele is over a third of our clients are under 17 years old, about the 10 to 17 year old range. And we see a lot of young adults as well. And so it's really important, and one of our focuses is to build capacity through partnerships as well. So the Mercer County Mental Health Consortium has about 19 agencies now, and then the one that functions for our program specifically has 7 key partners. But we counted up, we worked with over 55 different agencies last year.
In the school district, both of them in Mercer County, Sherrard, and Mercer County school districts, they're playing big roles in all this.
They're playing really big roles, and they're super supportive of the work that we do. They just work diligently, and even, I think even more now during COVID, they just do so much to support the mental health needs of their kids.
And so if somebody's listening today and they think, well, I don't know about this. So what's the first step they need? Like, is there a phone number they can call and say, well, how can I get referred to this, or how do I work with you?
Right. So you can call 582-7954, 582-7954, and just ask for somebody to help you. And we will do that within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.